up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana, Republic Broadcasting Network. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in on your and share some of your thoughts there. We also have a chat room going there too at onfrequencyradio.chatandgo.com if you'd like to join us there. I thought that, you know, that last that little quip there from history there about how Germany once had the prosperous history behind it, where they had settled an immigration problem legally, where that was done under the Havara Agreement with the Zionist entities over there in Germany to move those of Jewish origin to Palestine. But as Paul Joseph Watson had mentioned, one of the biggest sponsors behind this immigration issue has been George Soros. Anyway, so now comes an article that says, "Criticism of George Soros is anti-Semitic," says an Israeli official. The Israeli ambassador in Budapest has called on the Hungarian government to end its campaign against Jewish billionaire George Soros, which he claims is stoking the anti-Semitic sentiment. The Hungarian government has recently rolled out a nationwide billboard campaign urging Hungarians to stand firm against the ruinous influence of the Jewish financial speculator. George Soros is well known for his involvement in the Open Borders campaign, with his Open Society organization essentially acting as a front for the criminal people smugglers bringing third world immigrants to Europe. I mean, that tells it all. And if no one knows the history of George Soros and what he did in Germany towards his own Jewish people as a sellout, I mean, please wake up. You Google it or use your favorite, you know, search engine. But along with that news, we see that Israel is totally PO'd today because of the fact that UNESCO has declared the obvious that Hebron is Palestinian. And, of course, it's going to be added to the World Heritage Site. And why Israel would be so mad about that, because they've broken so many U.N. resolutions, I don't think it really matters. Hey, puppy. My handsome dog just came in here. Anyway, in lieu of that, there's another CIA report here that exposes over 25 years of plans of the U.S. to destabilize Syria. And a lot of that, I think, was... when you search like Dr. Bashar al-Assad and you actually find out what his history is, how he as well as his wife, were British nationals that went to school over in Britain. Dr. Assad got his, I believe it's ophthalmology, if they pronounce that right, degree over there. In setting up their so-called future vassal, I assume that they thought that he was going to bow to everything that the United States had wanted. And, of course, we're back to what, as Patty had mentioned there in Missouri there, the fact that this is all over oil and everything, those pipelines from Qatar. We see the massive Saudi buildup towards trying to destroy Qatar and the other Arab states that are lined up against it. Frankly, I see that the world united in itself is setting itself up where people are actually picking sides for the next war. And if you don't think that might have any truth to it, You might get out there with your favorite browser and start Googling how many countries are bringing back or reinstating their drafts. So, you know, something's coming. But anyway, of course, that 25 years ago, that was Dr. Bashar Assad's father then. But anyway, there is so much documentation about how the U.S. has pre-done all this. I have a favorite meme that I put out on Twitter all the time. I call it Mossad 2. But it talks about the buildup, how the U.S. was training all these rebel forces in Jordan, the plans for destabilizing. You can read it online in the I guess you could call it a doctrine, called Stirring the Hornet's Nest. And, of course, that was where they were going to build up this sectarian violence over there, which would call for a U.S. invasion over there. And, again, out of all that, you didn't see Russia doing all this to destabilize those areas. Matter of fact, I remember when Libya was taken by the United States, that Putin says you won't do that to Syria. And, of course, I can see that. Of course, while their next branch, right after 2011 in the Sochi Olympics, was to go in there to Ukraine. But anyway, you can imagine, though, 25 years of this CIA effort to do this. And, of course, this doesn't do anything to help people out. What it does is it totally destabilizes an area. It's a statement of need for this alleged war on terror, which is a noun. But in this war on terror, it gives them the so-called, under the Lugar-Obama bill that was passed under Obama, the preemptive means to go into a country and to strike it, to remove anything like man pads and such. And, of course, that's the same arms that when the Libyan embassy was under attack, that the articles in the paper all said that the CIA were there to disable the man pads. And, of course, that was used to as the U.S. coup to overthrow Gaddafi, where they armed the NTC. And, of course, then those arms would later be sent to Syria. And this was in total violation of the Lugar-Obama bill. If you read it in its entirety, you'll see that it's basically treason, because those same arms used in the hands of terrorists or rebel fractions that are then later deemed as terrorists are then used to kill American soldiers when they put boots on the ground. So the U.S., like all these other wars before, in 83 when they started arming Saddam and the U.S. interventions in the Gulf War, that U.S. soldiers died because of those same arms that were sold to those same countries. And yet, like, say, if they want to ban guns here in America, why don't they just ban gun sales everywhere? Of course, there'd be no wars, and you can't have that, you know. But anyway, the one other news article I thought here was interesting was Vladimir Putin had stressed in the, as far as the, and this, of course, this comment went to Rex Tillerson, or they call him T-Rex, that the future of the state of Syria and its president lies in the hands of the Syrian people, not the U.S. Secretary of State. And, I mean, that's as honest as you can get. That would be like if Russia was so-called involved in the elections over here, wouldn't Americans be horrified? But see, it's more this doublespeak that I had mentioned before, where that doesn't apply to the United States if they go in and overthrow a leader or whatever like that. It only applies to some other foreign country. It's just like when I used to hear John Kerry talking about respecting international law. I mean, that was the biggest joke I've ever heard in my life when I hear something like that. But anyway, he went on to say, Mr. Putin went on to say that the Secretary of State is not a citizen of Syria and has no right to talk about its future and the fate of its president. This shall only be decided by the Syrian people. Putin was heard saying this during the press conference at the G20 summit in Hamburg. And, you know, a person has to realize that there was a lot of good that did come out of that G20, except to me, all I see at these big meetings is it's like watching a Charlie Chan movie, and you've got some fat guy on the back of a rickshaw being pulled around by some skinny old peasant, you know, where the fat guy in this representation would be government, and the skinny guy would be the little old skinny guy pulling the rickshaw. It should be the other way around. You elect people in there to government to pull you around, you know, to govern, you know, but it's exactly opposite. But, you know, there's a lot going on that most people don't even see. And it's sad there for the fact there, because in the long run, as Patty had mentioned, this country is basically hated for what it's doing around the rest of the world. And, that's why I always refuse to accept this pluralism when someone says, well, we are over there bombing this place and we are over there bombing that place. And no, I am not. I refuse to take any support or anything like Bill O'Reilly when he says, if you can't support our troops, then shut up. Well, when you hear that and you hear of all those young American boys and some older, but that died over there in Iraq over a war based entirely on falsehoods of weapons of mass destruction, babies thrown on the floor from incubators, anthrax. I mean, the list goes on and on. And it's the same run up with Iran all the time, nuclear weapons and stuff. The IAEA's full published report on Iran is online. Anyone can read it, that Iran in no way has ever violated its NPT agreement, which, again, like in 1954, when the United States set up the Atoms for Peace program, the United States gave Iran its nuclear energy program. And as a sponsor of that program, they are supposed to support Iran. And, of course, we always see the constant moving of the goal lines. The goalpost, you know, is that. But I, you know, I noticed here on Twitter here over the weekend here, just Twitter had slowed down so much, and I think it's the general apathy of people anymore that they are so busy with their own lives and lifestyles that, most people just don't seem to care anymore. That they may be out there to earn the almighty dollar and stuff, but they don't realize that in the interim there, that actions that are done by this government elsewhere is going to, in the long run, affect the people here. The banking institutions around the world right now are in dire need of a medical assistance, I guess you call it. It's like watching a doctor over a patient with the heart machine screaming clear. And we see right now across the United States that they're going after the pensions. Entire law enforcement officers are quitting just to make sure they get some of their pension. They're continuing looting funds. And this is the same way, as Mike Rivera would say, one of the great last acts of tyranny is to loot the people. And now they're going to this digital currency. Even I believe it's Australia that now, too, is talking about putting RFID chips and $100 bills. And of course, they want to know where the money is going and everything, but I always look at it this way. When you look at those big, huge drug busts where they have stacks and stacks of $100 US dollar bills like that, you know, this to me is like the premise of a cop pulling you over and having a drug sniffing dog there, and he sniffs your back pocket, and the cop says, "My dog told me that you have drugs on you." And of course, the joke to that, of course, is you're telling me I'm on drugs and you're talking to a dog. But anyway, all money that probably passes through the hands of Americans has got some way, some residue on it from people handling drugs and stuff, because with all the opium that comes in out of Afghanistan, remember, with the TSA, that you can't get water or toothpaste passed or a laptop passed or anything like that, that somehow all these drugs from Afghanistan, which makes America, I believe it was received 60% of the Afghan opium there, and the massive opiate addiction in this country, as I've mentioned before, it drives the police state, it drives the criminal court system, the fines, the fees, the civil forfeitures. It's a way to strip mine a people to keep them in constant debt. It drives up the family abuses, the murders, the shootings, the other crimes that are committed in trying to keep a habit going. The sad part about it is most people are playing suckers to this because they don't realize what the actual intent is behind it, to where they can realize that, you know, it's like smoking. Cigarettes are, you know, they're legal to sell, you know, if you're of age. But, of course, the government, not to miss out on anything, they will also supply a program that says 1-800-QUIT-NOW. The same thing with these drugs. You have the hospitals that benefit from it, the rehabilitation centers that benefit from it. And, of course, all it does, just like anyone that's comes down with a near-fatal disease or fatal disease, is it brings profits to the big corporations. Like watching these dumb commercials about some kid over there chopping sugar cane in some remote area, talking about hundreds of thousands of these kids at work doing this sugar cane harvesting. Well, again, if that's such a thing, well, then shut down the sugar cane industry that's over there using child labor to use these sharp knives and stuff. But, you know, boycott them. But no, they want you, just like with this immigration issue, you're always supposed to feel sorry for what's going on because they're the victims. And, of course, they are the victims. But in some way, there's another program that's set up to where you can help to send direct relief aid to those people in those areas. In the meantime, here in the United States, you don't see those programs in their entirety, other than through churches and stuff locally, that set up things to help the hundreds of thousands of veterans that need medical help, the list of homeless, veterans that are homeless, veterans that are arrested for feeding the homeless. Again, this well stripping goes on. It's just like children that are that need a $1,000 permit to sell lemonade, or children that have to have a permit now to cut lawns. I remember as a child, or in my young youth there, we used to cut lawns for $5 down in Las Vegas. Of course, lawns back then were a lot better than they are now because Hoover Dam was full, or Lake Mead. Everyone down there that I know now, is they have rocks for yards because they don't have to mow them and they don't have to water them. But it's not a sign of laziness. It's just that that's how much water conservation has cost down there in the desert. But anyway, a lot of the problems we see here in this country are a direct result from what government has not been doing in their so-called ability to govern. They're always worried about what's going on in some other country. Like, say, if you look at police killings in the United States since 9/11, I mean, more people have been killed here by police, and I don't slight the police. It's just that it's a training, you know. Anyway, we'll be right back. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. 1-800-313-9443.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
And a little thing that you want to know, turn to talk radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on talk radio. Or double talk.
Welcome back. It's On Frequency with Keith Rogers on Republic Broadcasting Network. If you'd like to call in, it's 1-800-313-9443. I go back here speaking about George Soros. I see that he's just donated $500,000 to fund this, what they call Full Fact over there in the UK, as a so-called independent fact-checking organization. Can you guess why? But anyway, I'm constantly reminded every time I hear about these massive layoffs. I guess Microsoft is thinking about laying off 3,000 more, and these are high-end jobs too at Microsoft. So, or at least they pay well anyway. But every time I hear about these layoffs, and I don't care whether it's Sears or Kmart closing a whole bunch of more stores, I keep thinking of what's coming for those families, because most of those families either live in homes or apartments or drive vehicles, and with each of those comes the possibility of a foreclosed home, the repossessed car, and of course the marital strife that comes with it if you're married and or partners, whatever, and those people seeking some alternate way to support themselves. And like most kids today with college educations, you see those moving back home with their family members. because they can't make it out there on the outside. And of course, it's not by their fault. Like my daughter, she went out and got a degree in this IT stuff, and they promised her this, you know, a placement of work after she finished the schooling. And like millions of other Americans that have amassed a trillion some odd, I think it's a trillion and a half dollars in debt for student loans, they came out of that, and their next option, I guess, is to be in the service industry, trying to make enough money either by delivering pizzas, or like the elderly now that you see either as greeters at Walmart or at some fast food restaurant, sweeping the floors, that even the elderly are being affected because, like myself, I get $800 and some a month on my disability. I'd rather be out working. But when, by the time you pay your mortgage, your power, the sewer, internet, insurance costs, what credit stuff you might have, money does not go very far now. And then when you hear about these corporations, when they do lay off thousands of people and they start making millions in bonuses for laying off thousands, that you'd think there'd be some way they could restructure the amount of money that they were giving these CEOs. One CEO recently was given $20 million. What would that $20 million have done for that business, corporation, whatever, to fully fund those people to stay in their jobs? But like I had mentioned before, when I was younger, we had full health care. We had insurance for dental, all that. We had paid leaves, overtime, and of course no one gets that today because they're all part-time employees. But it's always the stupid programs that I always see. Like now their biggest thing is now they want to form this some kind of a space fleet, kind of more Star Wars-y, I guess. I always laugh at that because with the latest detail I'd seen was that 97% of the Earth's oceans are basically never been surveyed or what. I mean, they've been Googleized and stuff, and you can see on Google Earth basically canyons and stuff. But every time that you you see there's some other weird fish or whatever, some amoeba type thing that's been found that they thought was extinct for God knows how many years. That there's so much to look at here. And yeah, having a Cassini rover or something like that rolling around some planet, or, you know, it's interesting. But I always, when I hear of Mars colonization, I always think, well, what are they going to do? They're going to take all the filth from the world and put it up on another planet and destroy it too? I could just imagine the living quarters and the fighting that would start. You know, people are not very social anymore. Anyway, we have another break coming up here. 1-800-313-9443. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio.
Welcome back. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers here on Republic Broadcasting Network. If you'd like to call in, it's 1-800-313-9443. Now, during the break, I was reading some information here. It sounds just like watching Michael Rivero's movie or video. Well, I guess it was compiled to a video about all wars are bankers' wars. The article over there on governmentslaves.com is called "The Government Will Gladly Enter a War to Cleanse the Balance Sheet and Call the Herd." And that sounds just like it was on World War One. Just like it was on World War II, where millions died, their infrastructures, homes, everything, family members all killed, destroyed. And the reason that is because if you go to usdebtclock.org and look at the actual debt that is assigned off to you, your children's 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 children, I mean, I forget that fractal thing where they say that it's indefinite, you know, but when you're only paying the interest on a debt and never touch the principal, you can never pay it off. But anyway, so it's you and your children's children's children, you know, whatever. Okay, you know, it's like putting yourself up to one of those mirrors to where you can see hundreds of mirrors going down the thing, if you can kind of fathom that. But anyway, this article goes on to talk about facing the fiat currency collapse. And on that usdebtclock.org, if you look at the amount of people working versus the population versus the, yeah, versus the fact that those on social programs, and all they, although they do list Social Security on there, remember that's kind of a different fund there, but it goes on to talk about all the different things that are drawing from this the U.S. dollar and its debt, and that's why you can't sustain this. Anyway, we do have a caller here, Charlie in Los Angeles. Good afternoon there, Charlie. How are you doing down there in California?
Can't sustain it.
What's the that? Debt. Oh, yeah, I know. You who's, can't sustain it.
Yeah, but it's who like, says? It's,
well, I know, but it's like, say you've got an American Express card where you have a $200 cash withdrawal limit like that, and you use that cash out of that to go pay your Visa card. Are you making any money?
No, you're not, but the governor, the government, they can borrow the money until the cows come home. Even Eustace Mullins even said that. He said, as long as you got a shell, you can keep you can keep playing the shell game.
Well, that's
we've been hearing about the national debt since the 70s, and then all of a sudden it dropped off the radar. Nobody in Washington cares about it, so I'm not.
Yeah, I don't either. Well, I'm this way, though, Charlie. In studying history, when I watch what that the Versailles Treaty was with Germany there, where Germany was assigned all this massive debt for World War One in a war it didn't start, and when Hitler came to power, he says, be gone with you. He gave up the debt. That's why he was attacked.
He took everybody out of debt.
What's that?
He took everybody in Germany out of debt. He was a pretty nice guy, now, wasn't he?
Well, yeah, he put millions to work. Of course, you got to remember, though, if one does the research there, all these so-called alleged death trains and stuff, the tracks and stuff, the Autobahn, were all built by American companies.
Oh, I don't know about that. Over there in the 30s? Oh, I don't know. I'm not going to argue with you about that because I don't know for sure. But as far as, you know, the debt goes, they can just, hell, they just keep borrowing. They actually, who knows if it's even a debt? You know, what's the truth? I mean, it could just be the an index of how much money is in circulation. But one thing I want to say before I go, you know, for all the people out there thinking we're going to colonize Mars, just think how many people died under the shuttle program, and we'll see how excited everybody is about on that 6-month space trip to Mars. Okay, thanks for taking my call.
All right, thanks, Charlie, for calling. I really nice to have your input, okay? Anyway, we have another caller there, Mike in Kentucky. Good evening, Mike.
Yeah, they did, what was that, Gabby Giffert, the woman that got shot, her husband's an astronaut, and he has a twin brother. I don't know if they're both astronauts, but they did, in the last 15 years, they've confirmed, I think, the theories on epigenomics. Using
that?
Twins. Epigenomics is a new layer to the onion of genetics that they didn't understand, and they studied twin brothers there. One of them was on orbit for a year, and in the microgravity of orbit, they can't figure out how to stop the epithelial destruction. It's a diabetes-like syndrome that they get from being on orbit that's not just due to being in microgravity and not having your muscles work right and your circulation. You know, there's been cases where, and who knows what the Soviet Union covered up, but they'd set records for being on orbit, and the guys would come back, and they're practically in heart failure, laying, they couldn't move, you know.
Yeah, I read
when
that.
They came back
that,
to Earth. And so 2-year journey or whatever they think they can make to get to Mars, you're going to do some probably irreversible damage to your health. And that's if you're not exposed to cosmic rays or solar radiation.
Well, you bring up a good point there, Mike, because I'm always one of those skeptics. There's a lot of things about the alleged moon landing that I just can't buy. And one of them is because of being in communications for so many, well, four decades, where I watch these NASA videos and video audio versions of the landings and stuff, and you hear this instant communications being gathered back and forth. Some of the communications, they have the so-called Roger reset beep with them. Others don't. And you'll hear them talking, and the other one answers right back. It's no different than watching that CNN war thing from Iraq, where the alleged reporter was in Atlanta and the other one was in the Saudi Arabia ducking these Scud missiles. And as the one person said...
Oh, yeah, for dramatic effect, one of them puts on the helmet. And that's Charles Jacko. And one of them puts on a helmet, and the other one puts on a gas mask, and you're just
right.
Like...
But the point, though, Mike, is there is a delay. Radio waves travel in free space at 186,000 miles per second. So the moon being over 200,000 miles away like that, it should be at least, you know, a second and a half, 2 seconds each direction. And these guys are instantaneously talking.
It's like 7 seconds up and down the geosynchronous orbit. I mean, you can see that. I don't know how they've eliminated it, but you go up to geosynchronous orbit and back down, and it's like 7 seconds. I hear that now on – I listen to free-to-air satellite. That's how I listen to Republic Broadcasting as much as I can, because I don't like my entertainment choices being tracked and traced at all, with all these new ways to watch TV and – over the internet and stuff. They're just slurping up every scrap of information they can on all of us. And if you listen to free to air satellite, you can watch Russia Today or any number of other channels and listen to Republic Broadcasting as long as you're not dealing with a Wi-Fi connection to your satellite receiver. Then you're listening private. You know,
right.
There's no phone.
Well, the other issue, though, Mike, though, is like when you listen to, say, a live report from the BBC talking to someone in New York, and the guy or gal that's being interviewed has got their hand to their earpiece, and they're listening, and then the person asking the question shuts up, and about 3 seconds later, finally they shake their head and say, yeah, and then they start talking. See, so when I was going to
Dennis...
Well,
there's even processing delays now. This digital... the digital processing, signal processing delays, they're not built in. It's not like they're censoring stuff. It actually takes that long to run it through the processings. I've seen now weather warnings. If you have a weather radio, you can get the warning up to a minute ahead of the broadcast stations because of all the digital delay running through all their encoders and processors. Mm-hmm. And so even if they're running fiber optic between London and New York on a network interview like that and not going up to geosynchronous satellite and back down, there's still a delay because of the signal processing. These computers that are processing the digital signals, the encoding and encrypting or whatever, that stuff delays the signal. And you also have a latency effect where you're mouth or the lips doesn't move with the video. It's pretty, a lot of people find that very irritating.
That's
a
true
but
word.
No, I'm being speaking. Targeted by the FCC now. They're trying to make a national example out of me in the town of Kim Davis, if you remember all that stuff about Kim Davis.
No, I don't.
Yeah, well, in a lot of these states, they gave provisions for the clerks not to have to endorse gay marriage. And Kentucky neglected to do that, and they knew it was going to be a problem, I think. And there was about three or four counties where the clerks refused to issue any marriage certificates once the Supreme Court ruling came down that the states had to issue gay marriage or same-sex marriage certificates. Well, there was three different clerks in Kentucky that didn't do that.
Okay,
they made a national example out of our county clerk here in Morehead, Kentucky. And now the FCC has decided to pick on our little low-power TV station that's been on the air since 1994 in Morehead. I was asked to come help out in 1997 when all the initial grant money ran out and the staff walked out. And I was asked to come and help out. I didn't know anything about what had happened, but almost immediately I noticed a problem with our phone lines where our fax line was locking up. It would ring for up to 45 minutes, and this was in 1997. And the staff that was still there told me, well, you just have to unplug this thing, and you'll lose all the faxes in the memory, but that's the only way to reset it. And I had turned the ringers off on the second phone line because it would sit there and ring for 45 minutes, and I'd be trying to do production work.
Right.
Very irritating. But I would sometimes pick that line up and try to make an outgoing call, and I hear these phones that were on the hook. Eventually I figured out what was going on because I heard one of them ring, and a woman walked over and picked up the phone. It sounded like a cordless phone, you know, beep. And
right.
So I thought a lot of these were cell phones, but after Russell Tice came forward as a whistleblower, you know about him, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know about him.
Russell Tice, yeah, he was tied in with the satellite systems. And that, to me, sounded like it was something of a misrouting. I called, let's see, we had three different phone companies over the years, like from Altel to Bell South, and then it became eventually Windstream. None of the phone technicians could fix it. One of them I went to school with, he recognized me. He said, you know, they maybe have a clip on your line. I said, well, I don't doubt that. You know, I'm sure that we're being monitored, but this is, over the years, it cost us thousands of hours that we were paying for this fax line, and nobody could fix it. I've had, you know, no telling how many faxes we missed. And I started complaining about it, and I would put these calls on the air, daring people to sue me. In 2009, I happened to be running tape on a live show that we do, a call-in show. And after the show went off, one of these calls came in, and it was a woman's household that was just in chaos with all these children. And I put it on the air live. I had access to all the American Broadcasting Corporation, ABC, and NBC free-to-post folders. I posted a copy of that video across hundreds of affiliates all across this country. Not one reporter called me. And the next summer, the FBI prosecuted a teenager for doing the same thing that I did, posting a video across those free-to-post. So they do not want me in court on that because the discovery process would be a nightmare for the intelligence community.
Yeah, you know, Mike, what I've realized, it's like this so-called alleged terrorism. I mean, I've got on my K7KTR.com /show/. There's three videos in there that Obama admits there's been no domestic terrorism acts on the United States. Biden admits that Obama created ISIL, and the list goes on. You know, but the point is these are all used for more crackdown. I mean, the governments, it's not just the United States either. You have these globalists that are worried to death that the people are going to wake up. And that's why, even with the Occupy movement, it was doing good. I don't care whether you're in California or New York, whatever like that, or in front of the Federal Reserve in Texas, whatever. It's only when they went against the banking system, because the banks are what controls everything. And you can notice that when Trump, who Americans thought was really going to do a lot for this country, started putting in Goldman Sachs clients in his office. And they're the same ones that control everything, just as I was just reading about the currency
really
collapse.
Disturbing. Really disturbing, though, and I just found this out. I knew they were big, but I didn't know how big. Robert Fitzgerald Kennedy Jr., RFK Jr., last summer, he was doing a National Press Club thing and offering some $10,000 reward for some study that proves mercury in the vaccines are safe. And
right, right.
The whole thing, the silly thing about that was, I mean, about halfway through there, he drops this bombshell. I had no idea that the syndicalism of Big Pharma is four times bigger as far as the amount of money that they spend in Washington, D.C. They lobby Congress with four times more money than the military-industrial
right.
complex.
Yeah,
now, tell
Mike,
me
I have
that's
a break
not,
coming up here. Yeah, I have a
There's
break
no room
here,
for corruption there.
Yeah, well, no, that's fine. But I did want to say, though, that that's why you see, like, with marijuana and stuff, the biggest lobbyists are the Big Pharma, because if anything works to help cure anything, they don't want that. You start looking at these pills. There was a new one out here for small cell lung cell cancer, and they talked about the pill for 10 minutes and the other 10 seconds, and the other 20 seconds was all the listed side effects of the actual drug. And then they said, please see our site for additional side effects. And see, they don't care. this recent trip I had to have all the surgeries and stuff done, I'm anti-drug, but I gave my doctor there this video from YouTube I'd burned off onto a DVD called Psychiatry in the Military, The Hidden Enemy. If you haven't watched that, you should.
It's I got hold of them and got them to send it to me. I've aired that multiple times on our local TV station. It's from the Citizens Commission on Human Rights. But, you know, Kentucky is losing $15 to $18 billion a year as they continue to drag their feet on this experimental industrial hemp. It was $1 billion. It was Kentucky's first billion-dollar crop in 1936. If you adjust that for inflation and do not include the recreational use, it's at least 15 to 18
right.
billion.
Well, like Colorado. Anyway, Mike, yeah. I got to go here. I got a break here, but I do appreciate your call in. I think you called in before, but anyway, thank you for listening, okay? Anyway, we'll be right back. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers here on Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443.
Double talk is all you get, and you wanna.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
In a little thing that you want to know, turn to talk radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on talk radio.
It's On Frequency with Keith Rogers on Republic Broadcasting Network. We're coming up here on the last segment of our show here, but you know, I wanted to highlight something else here. I'm kind of like Michael Rivera in a lot of ways, where he says, when you see something, look for something that's there but isn't, you know, in a photo or video. And one that always caught my eye was, like, say the moon landing. It wasn't so much the landing that I questioned. It looks good, you know. It was a takeoff, is where suddenly this camera pans up as this lunar lander takes off, and it's like I'm sitting there saying, "Who panned that camera up?" You know, was there someone left down there? But anyway, it's those little things. And the other thing was is. As a kid, I remember after a massive car wreck near fatality that I was in 75 there, I lost a majority of my teeth. But in reconstructing a lot of stuff, I had to have a lot of dental x-rays done, and they slapped this massive lead vest on you. And that was just for a dental x-ray. And then I have to think of these, like they've mentioned before, other people, you know, the Van Allen radiation belts. I don't know if I can believe all these Apollo missions had gone up there, if it was just a propaganda stunt because of the Russian Sputnik satellite that was perhaps the biggest fear. It might be okay to send automated objects like Cassini and these other little rovers and stuff to roll across planets and stuff, but I'm not sure how a human could do in deep space. So much for colonizing Mars that we were talking about. But there's a lot of issues there, especially since those hulls of those vessels there, that the rockets and everything are just, they're thin. How could they block the sunburst and stuff from the sun, all the radiation, which is what these magnetic radiation belts do around the world here, you know? Anyway, I wanted to, before I close the show here, you know, I've watched different shows with George Clooney in him, and some of his shows are pretty good. He was a fairly good actor, but the more I watched him and the more the propaganda that came out, I kept thinking he was CIA of some sort, you know. But anyway, I see that he is excuse me, reportedly moving back to the United States here. He feels unsafe because of the terror-ravaged Britain, and he was pro-refugee. And these are the same ones, if you notice, that in that Paul Joseph Watson video, that all of those in governments, they're always in full support of these pogroms, not programs, pogroms, and where this mass immigration is to do this multiculturalism experiment. And yet, I am so impressed when I see pictures of Dr. Bashar al-Assad over in Syria driving his own homey Chevy Impala-type car by himself, out greeting his checkpoint guards and stuff like that in his own vehicle. Whereas here, it's everyone with an MRAP vehicle, massive helicopter support, and everything like that. Anyway, that's the end of our show here. My clock's a little bit off today because of the other hosts there. But anyway, up next is Blacklisted News Radio. I'd like to thank all for tuning in today. We'll see you next weekend if everything's, God forbid, or whatever. We're still here anyway. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers, Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you for tuning in. Turn it on, turn it up, the loud as it'll go. Turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.